All right, this is going to be a fun one to talk about the wide receivers and the tight ends, John. And let's start with a couple of the new additions, Mike Wallace and Brandon Gibson at wide receiver.
Well, I think with Mike Wallace, you get explosive plays. You're going to be able to affect a defense and affect coverage for Ryan Tannehill moving into his second year. Not only going as a deep threat, but underneath, catching balls on slants and dig routes that he can go from one side of the football field and completely outrun the defense to the other side for touchdowns and big plays. I think you mentioned Brandon Gibson. He's another guy that is able to come into the fold in free agency. He can affect a defense because he can play multiple positions, not only on the outside, but on the inside, affecting the seam routes down the field. I think you're going to see these guys stretch the defense a lot more than last year, and that's including Brian Hartline coming off of his prolific year last year. Only one touchdown, but over 1,000 yards, over 70 catches. We're looking for Brian Hartline to have a huge year. He had a huge offseason this year with OTAs and minicamp, looking for bigger and better things out of Brian Hartline as well.
Yeah, with all the talk this offseason about bringing in new guys, Brian Hartline, a big name that's returning, and he has a chemistry already established with Ryan Tannehill, which is really nice.
It's very important. I think Ryan Tannehill feels very comfortable about the way Brian Hartline runs routes. He's in and out of routes quick. You can depend on his depth. You can depend on his toughness going in and taking the football away from defenders. I just think all the intangibles that Brian Hartline brings to the table, I think you're going to see more touchdown production out of him. Maybe not as many yards or receptions, but you might see some more success in the red zone and maybe over the top plays because of the attention that Mike Wallace will bring to this offense.
Well, after those three guys, Wallace, Gibson, and Hartline, it's going to be an all-out competition for the last couple spots.
Yeah, I think there's a couple guys you have to add into the mix, and Rishard Matthews is one of those guys. He's been great catching the football in the offseason. I expect big things in training camp and in the preseason, given the opportunities to excel in this offense. Armon Binns, one of those other guys that can catch it inside, is adequate on the outside, but a tough guy over the middle. And then Brian Times could be another guy that thrown into the mix that can challenge for a spot. There's two or three spots left open in that positional race at wide receiver, and those are the guys that are the front runners for me.
As for tight end, Dustin Keller gets brought in, a great pass-catching tight end. We've seen him have some big games against the Dolphins as a member of the New York Jets. He gets added to the mix, and then some good competition behind him, too.
He's always had some success at Sun Life Stadium, this time hopefully in a Miami Dolphins jersey. But you mentioned, Jesse, there's depth at the tight end spot. Charles Clay, coming off of a knee injury, looks like he's 100%. He's a big play Clay to me. Every time he's catching the football, he's down the field. Michael Agnew, in his second year, has a chance, but he has to prove it on the field. He has to prove it in training camp and in preseason. You have rookie Deion Sims that has a chance, a big body guy that can block and run and catch. He's a good guy to have on this team, a guy to watch for. And Kyle Miller, another guy that's unknown, but a guy that does just about everything that Mike Sherman is looking to do in this offense.
All right, that is our look at the wide receivers and tight ends. Join us next time when we look at the unit that may be the biggest strength on the Dolphin team, the defensive line.